right now. We're paying attention to what's happening in England right now. My good friend and colleague from Real America's Voice, Brian Glenn, on the ground. But he keeps getting scooted off. If we can connect with him, we'll get a little update on what's happening with the president and the first lady. So we'll get back to that in just a moment. But in the meantime, we're going to continue to call out the left-wing media for denying, not just denying that we ignore the facts of the case of who executed Charlie Kirk, but that we just move on. Nobody's moving on. Montel Williams, I don't know where they found this guy, what closet they dragged him out of. But he should be ashamed for what he said on CNN. Here's more of the filth.
Could we spend as much time figuring out how we bridge this and come back together again? You know, I used to have a note on my producer's desk when I did my show that was said, we don't belabor what happens. We try to figure out why it happens and come up with solutions. Right now, all we're doing is belaboring what happened over and over and over and over again. We're not going to sit down and try to figure out how do we stop it.
If we want to go after left-wing terrorists. That's actually exactly the conversation we're having, is we're acknowledging there's a problem.
So anybody who disagrees with you is a left-wing terrorist?
Absolutely not, but if they target a conservative and murder him in brutal fashion, he's probably a left-wing terrorist.
Let me answer you. He was murdered trying to do what we always say. Why don't we talk to each other? So yes, there is. It's not even been a week. So you're going to have to give us a little grace on being angry about somebody who did what you always say that we should do. Let's talk.
We didn't
and
get
he got
much grace
killed.
Over
and he got
more than a week's grace over so, two Michigan elected officials who were murdered. Did we give? Was it 3 weeks before we decided to say that there was something wrong with Speaker Pelosi's husband being hit in the head with a hammer
by a homeless drug addict? I mean, it was terrible that that happened. This is not the same kind of case.
It's not the same thing at all. Why are they in denial? Because admitting left-wing violence exists and it's dangerous and it's huge shatters this myth that all threats come from the right. Pro-trans ideology isn't just some harmless rainbow flag. It's a weaponized cult that's led to school shootings in Nashville, where the trans shooters specifically targeted Christians, and in Minneapolis, same thing. But the media suppresses all of that. They suppressed the manifesto from Tennessee for months. They're trying to make this a both sides issue, bringing up the murders of Minnesota Democrats who were never demonized by right-wing media and whose murderer made claims about being ordered by Tim Walz to commit the atrocity, or the threats against Josh Shapiro, all while denying who his aggressor was too. Scott Jennings really had to work full-time to counter all of this garbage. God bless him. He's an American treasure too. Listen to this.
He's got a point.
Well, I think his point would be strengthened if he were honest today about who burned his house down. You know, it was a Free Palestine leftist who came and burned down the governor's mansion. He left that out. He left that out of his tweet today. And he's talking about cherry picking political violence. And we're talking about where there might be political violence. The violence against the governor of Pennsylvania and his family came from the left. And so I think there's a rush by Democrats who want to be president in 2028 to try to turn. Somehow Donald Trump's friend gets shot and now everybody wants to blame Donald Trump for it. I guess that's what you have to do to get elected president as a Democrat.
We are not doing that sitting here. Okay. And Kate,
I'm
please
sorry.
Go ahead.
Is that not what's happening?
The governor's
people are point.
The governor's point is it doesn't matter where the violence came from.
Shouldn't it matter the motivations of the people?
Of course it should matter where the violence comes from. This denial isn't ignorance, it's strategy. The left controls the narrative through big tech, Hollywood, and the corporate press. They amplify every MAGA hat wearer who they think says something dumb. But when a pro-trans fanatic kills a conservative leader for the world to see in broad daylight, mental health issue, isolated incident, baloney. Look at the patterns. The Trump assassination attempts at first in Butler and then Florida, both by left-leaning nutcases. Ryan Routh, a Florida guy, a Ukraine fanatic, anti-Trump to the core. But the media, no clear motive. Same playbook here with Rounds and all. Oh, we're waiting for a motive. No, you're not. And the corporate media still can't help but demonize anyone who stands in solidarity with conservative figures. Even this sweet anchor who was suspended for nothing but a teary tribute to Charlie Kirk got her kicked off the air. Listen.
2 days ago, I lost a mentor, my first boss, the first person who made me believe in myself, that encouraged me to chase this dream that you're watching right now. Charlie Kirk. There's a lot going on in our world right now, in our country, but I want to say one thing. Lean on your neighbors. Speak up for what you believe in. I don't care what it is.
Yeah, she went on for a bit there and suspended from her job at a channel in, I guess, in Springfield, Illinois. Benny said, forget this and resign. Good for her. Shouldn't work with a company that's bankrupt morally anyway. Folks, this is why we fight. Charlie Kirk didn't die in vain. His murder exposes the rot more than ever. The Democrats and their media lapdogs are complicit in stoking this violence with their rhetoric calling us fascists, bigots, Nazis, threats to trans lives, all of that nonsense. Well, who's the real threat? A movement that motivates murder over disagreement? The left's denial of their own violence is the real threat to democracy. They point fingers at us while arming their ideologues. Charlie Kirk was a warrior for truth. So let's honor him by exposing this hypocrisy. Deal? Deal. I'm going to tell you something the weight loss industry won't. Your metabolism is not broken. It's misunderstood. And 99.9% of you have never been shown how to actually control it. I'm here with a big announcement for my friends at Pure Health Solutions. For the entire month of September, you can get 25% off their personalized weight loss program. Let's face it, September is go time. The kids are back to school, summer's fading fast, and life is getting back into a perfect routine. Thank God. But listen, let me be real with you for a second. If you're paying some national weight loss company and they're giving you the same cookie cutter plan they hand out to everyone else, and you're not losing weight, it's because it's not customized to you. Pure Health Solutions is different. They build a plan around you, your body, your lifestyle, anywhere in America, anywhere around the world. Log in to GruberHealth.com and find out more. GruberHealth.com, find out more right now. GruberHealth.com. Lose weight. Keep it off. Figure it out. Real strategy, real food, real results. We'll be right back.
Did you know that when you make time to do three simple things each day with your children, talking, reading, and singing, you're helping to shape and strengthen their brains for the years to come? I love to look at the pictures in a book and notice little details about the characters. I pause along the way to ask my child to wonder about how they might feel. When you ask open-ended questions like, what do you notice? Or what do you think will happen next? You're inviting them to be curious. All these rich conversations help develop both their vocabularies and their thinking skills. And it's a great way for you and your child to bond and discover the world together. As a father, helping my child is the most important thing to me. Each of us has the power to create a strong start for our children by talking, reading, and singing with them from the moment they're born, and help them to enter school ready to learn and succeed in life. Visit TalkingIsTeaching.org for free tips, resources, and ideas on how to transform everyday moments into magical moments for learning.
Do it real quick. We got Brian Glenn hooked up again. He's marching around the Chequers state there in England. He's with me now. He's been with the president. He flew on Air Force One all the way over to the great place. Brian, how are things going so far? What do you got for us?
Well, it's interesting because this is day two of this trip. And, of course, yesterday, Steve, it was all about the pageantry. It was all about Windsor Castle, the royal family, all of the carnation that you would expect from this royal family, and it was all of that. But tonight, Steve, is really, and today I should say, is really what this trip I think is intended to accomplish. There's to be more policy, more discussions on some of these diplomatic issues that we have, the war in Ukraine, you've got tariffs, you've got trade, you know, all those discussions will happen today with Prime Minister Starmer. That is going to be a little bit later this morning, kind of give you an idea where I'm at right now, because I know we had some transmission issues behind me. This is one of the, I guess we'd call it maybe kind of a workers building, that major ground here at Chequers. But Chequers is just off that way over the trees. Really just a short, you know, I would say a 15-minute helicopter ride from Windsor to here, which was quite impressive. The military, they were, some of them were based in Germany. They took the Chinooks from Germany over to here to pick us up. But what an eventful couple of days we've had here so far. But like I said, Steve, it all comes down to a little bit later this afternoon, and we have that bilateral meeting with right. Prime Minister Starmer.
And Brian Glenn will be on the ground for us here at Real America's Voice, my friend and colleague there, and enjoying his time. Beautiful place, Brian. We'll check back in with you. Of course, we're behind closed doors right now, hammering out some of those details, and Brian will be back to tell us what was accomplished. And, of course, I'm sure we'll hear from Starmer and from President Trump as well. Brian, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Really appreciate it. There you have it. Live on the ground at Chequers Estate in England right now. Good assignment. You know, pick me next time. I love Brian. I give him a hard time for that. He's a good man. Been moved a few times. If something big happens, we'll go right back to him here on the Steve Gerber Show, broadcasting on Real America's Voice.
Did you know that when you make time to do three simple things each day with your children, talking, reading, and singing, you're helping to shape and strengthen their brains for the years to come? I love to look at the pictures in a book and notice little details about the characters. I pause along the way to ask my child to wonder about how they might feel. When you ask open-ended questions like, what do you notice? Or what do you think will happen next? You're inviting them to be curious. All these rich conversations help develop both their vocabularies and their thinking skills. And it's a great way for you and your child to bond and discover the world together. As a father, helping my child is the most important thing to me. Each of us has the power to create a strong start for our children by talking, reading, and singing with them from the moment they're born, and help them to enter school ready to learn and succeed in life. Visit talkingisteaching.org for free tips, resources, and ideas on how to transform everyday moments into magical moments for learning.
We put our lives on the line for our country. We braved the unknown. We did what we were told. And we lit up. Our cigarette packs were as valuable as the packs on our back. Maybe more. At one point, cigarettes were part of our daily ration. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. And boy, we were smoking 'em. Bumming a smoke was the norm. It was an escape from the reality of dirt, sweat, and forgetting how many days you were so far from home. Never had to worry so long as you had a light and the smoking lamp was lit. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. And thank you for your service. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
My son Finn was born with congenital heart disease. He ended up spending about the first 8 months of his life in the hospital. During that time, he endured 10 surgeries, including an open heart surgery. Starlight Children's Foundation has played an important role in my family's life. For 5 weeks when he was a baby, Finn lived in a Starlight Hero wagon. You could not understand the pure joy of having him go from a hospital bed into his favorite red wagon. Starlight doesn't just give items that hospitalized kids can use to keep themselves happy, but also memories, moments, and experiences which are so needed in times like these. They allow sick kids to just be kids for a little while. The support that Starlight provides to families like mine is an integral part to creating happiness at a time when there's very little to be found. Learn more about how Starlight Children's Foundation brightens the lives of sick kids by visiting starlight.org today.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My Social Security account to help you get ready. Get yours at socialsecurity.gov.
Welcome back to the program. We continue to process. It's not something that goes away with the news cycle. So many stories come and go, big stories, they come and go. The assassination of Charlie Kirk doesn't go away. I don't feel better about it. I don't feel less about it. I think about it every day, numerous times. My next guest, author of Pagan Threat, Lucas Miles, Confronting America's Godless Uprising. Miles is the senior director Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA Faith. Lucas, thank you for being here. And we just talked about before you came on, this was created back in 2022-ish. You took it over a year ago. You were just starting to come into this. You and I have talked a number of different times, but never under a circumstance like this, and hopefully never again under a circumstance like this. Where were you when you learned the news?
Yeah, so my wife and I were actually on vacation out of the country. We were down in Aruba, and my assistant made a big deal before I left. He said, I'm not going to bug you at all. He's like, the only reason I'll call is if something major happens. And probably 3 days in, I'm sitting by the pool, and I see my phone light up, and it's my assistant. And I just, my heart just sank as soon as I saw it. I didn't know what it was going to be, but it just felt bad. And I picked it up, and I answered it, and he said, Charlie's been shot. It's serious. We don't know any more than that right now. And I immediately, you know, made plans to get back home, took the first flight out that we could. Now I'm here in Phoenix with the staff. And, you know, as we start to navigate through this.
Yeah. Navigate is about the only word that comes to mind. Look, you said you've had hundreds of applications for TPUSA Faith. What is TPUSA Faith? We're going to get to your book here in a moment. And Charlie Kirk wrote the forward to your book. So you here you are on this book launch, you're on vacation, all these things, and this terrible thing has happened. But tell me about that.
Yeah, so TPUSA Faith is, you know, it's really Charlie's love letter to the American church in many ways. He had such a heart and a passion for the church here in America, and he wanted to help equip it to stand strong and to learn how to navigate the times that we're in. So he launched this in cooperation with a few others early on. And, you know, our mission now is pretty simple. We want to see the church united around primary doctrine. Charlie, you know, from my vantage point, he loved the church and really every expression of the church that was biblically based. And, you know, went to multiple different churches, supported them, gave to multiple different churches. And our desire is to see the church united around primary doctrine and ultimately to see wokeism eradicated from the American pulpit. This disease, this parasite called Marxism, which is really, in my opinion, the pagan threat in this nation. It's the thing that took Charlie's life, and Charlie made his life about trying to fight against this, and we're going to keep that fight going here at TPUSA Faith.
So when you see, and I'm sure you've seen it because we all have, a hateful rhetoric online, Charlie was a Nazi, Charlie was a bigot, Charlie was a white supremacist, Charlie was all these terrible, awful things. He got what he deserved. I mean, these people don't know what they're talking about, do they? They don't know what they're talking about. They're taking little snippets or partial comments or taking things out of context. Charlie was none of those things, and neither are you, and neither am I, right?
You know, it's everything in me as I, you know, look at the news feed on X, or, you know, look at an Instagram feed or something like that, to not become that keyboard warrior that I kind of despise so much. The last couple of days I've jumped in on a couple threads, you know, which I typically don't do because I've been so angered by what people say, in this. And, you know, Charlie, you could disagree with some of his ideas. Fine. That's fine. He was a good father. He was a good husband. He was a respectable American. He loved this nation. And even those who disagreed with some of his political viewpoints or even his religious viewpoints, should be able to mourn with the nation as we see this heinous act carried out by a deranged individual. And I think that this is a, you know, Charlie is, and I think how people respond to his death is the canary in the cage on whether somebody or not is a lover of the truth. And that goes for pastors as well.
The world does not need a Christianity of convenience or cultural compliance. It needs a Christianity that is fervent, passionate, and unapologetically true. It's one of the comments from the book, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I think that more than ever, you know, we just saw this past Sunday, a good number of the churches in America doubled their attendance in 1 week. My church doubled our attendance in 1 week. My estimation, I'll wait on guys like George Barna to confirm this, but my guess is that there were more people in church this past Sunday than any other day, single day in human history. This was a monumental shift, dare I say, a turning point for this nation. And Charlie, as much as he impacted this world with his life, his martyrdom has left an indelible mark on this nation, and we will never be the same as a result of it. I truly pray this is the revival that he always desired to see and so many of us have been yearning for.
What do you say to those pastors who, A, didn't mention it in church and ignored it, or worse, openly attacked him from the pulpit and on social media, which I've seen as well?
Well, first off, if you openly attacked Charlie and his death, you're despicable and you're a monster. And you have completely abandoned the faith. Now, to those who didn't mention Charlie, let me just say, you know, first off, let me give some sort of fairness here. I lost a friend this last week and a boss, and I didn't mention on Sunday the heinous act on that Charlotte train of the Ukrainian girl who was stabbed. It wasn't that I didn't care. It literally didn't even come to mind because all we talked about was Charlie.
Right.
And the response to that. So if a pastor went through a crisis this week and there was other things going on in their life, I can give people a pass. I don't want to try to be some sort of, you know, policing the pulpit that you have to say this, you know, the way that somebody said, you know, you have to say, you know, Black Lives Matter. But if your pastor is continually ignoring these things because they're afraid of upsetting people in the church or controversy or losing donors or something like that, That is not what it means to be a pastor. A pastor should preach the full counsel of the Word of God. We had the most significant Christian martyr in our lifetime just gave their life for the gospel. That is worthy of mention from every single pulpit across this country.
I agree with you, but I've seen pastors say that he deserved none of that. That Charlie, again, the same words, he's a racist, a white supremacist, a bigot, and all this other nonsense. Because he had a difference of opinion. Charlie would talk to anybody, gay, straight, male, female, trans. He would talk to anybody. Didn't matter. He was an equal opportunity debater. And he was murdered for being an American and being a Christian. That's it. He's an American Christian martyr to me. I don't think there's any other way around it. Real quick, I'll give you the last word, Lucas.
Yeah, Charlie's name will not be forgotten anytime soon. And I, without a doubt, believe that he was martyred for his faith. Being a martyr is this. It's being unwilling to compromise on the testimony of who Jesus Christ is. That defined Charlie's life.
Yeah.
And I think that should be something that we all seek to emulate.
Lucas, be steadfast. Lucas Miles just wrote the book, Pagan Threat, Confronting America's Godless Uprising, the foreword by Charlie Kirk. He's also in charge of Turning Point USA Faith. Lucas, always appreciate you. Thank you. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Weaver Show. Time is our most precious commodity. I've heard from so many of you, listeners and viewers, who asked me for my advice on how to spend your time more effectively, to learn more about this country we live in and how we impact it. I'm tired of scrolling through TV shows and finding the same mind-numbing content. I'm guessing you feel the same way. So don't waste the precious little time you have with that nonsense. Instead, use that time to learn something new and inspiring from Hillsdale. Hillsdale College is offering more than 40 free online courses, including the brand new course on totalitarian novels. You'll learn from Hillsdale College President Larry Arn as he reads and goes in depth on four novels, 1984, Brave New World, Darkness at Noon, and That Hideous Strength. And even though these novels are decades old, they have the highest relevance today. They're urgent today. Find out more right now. Go to gruberforhillsdale.com and enroll. It's free, no cost. That's gruberforhillsdale.com and register for free. Do it now. Learn more from Hillsdale. Hi, it's Steve Gruber for Freedom Concrete Coatings. Tired of dull, cracked concrete that's hard to maintain? Freedom Concrete Coatings offers a permanent upgrade with polyurea base coat and polyaspartic top coat that's four times stronger than epoxy. It's UV stable, stain resistant, and won't yellow over time. And just a quick sweep or rinse keeps it looking great. Whether it's your garage, basement, patio, or pool deck, turn worn out concrete into beautiful, usable spaces. Veteran owned and proudly serving Mid-Michigan with a lifetime warranty. Don't settle for epoxy. Choose better. Choose local. Choose Freedom. FreedomCoat.com. FreedomCoat.com.
Tired of hard water ruining your appliances, your clothes, staining your sinks, and drying out your skin? At Wolverine Water Systems, we've been delivering pure, clean, great-tasting water to Michigan families for almost 75 years. Whether it's well water or city water, our American-made water softeners and filtration systems are custom-built to fix your water problems. Visit WolverineWaterSystems.com today for a free in-home water test. That's WolverineWaterSystems.com, pure, clean water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
My son, Finn, was born with congenital heart disease. He ended up spending about the first 8 months of his life in the hospital. During that time, he endured 10 surgeries, including an open heart surgery. Starlight Children's Foundation has played an important role in my family's life. For 5 weeks when he was a baby, Finn lived in a Starlight Hero wagon. You could not understand the pure joy of having him go from a hospital bed into his favorite red wagon. Starlight doesn't just give items that hospitalized kids can use to keep themselves happy, but also memories, moments, and experiences which are so needed in times like these. They allow sick kids to just be kids for a little while. The support that Starlight provides to families like mine is an integral part to creating happiness at a time when there's very little to be found. Learn more about how Starlight Children's Foundation brightens the lives of sick kids by visiting starlight.org today.
Program, I'm going to tell you a story here, and I'm going to share it with my next guest, but I'm going to start with a story a little bit. In Phoenix, Arizona, Edward Trenton Albarrasson and Gretchen Marie Zamjian, better known as Trenton and Gretchen Edwards, they ran a predatory real estate scam. They targeted old folks, and they did it under the misleading names like Hands with Hope, advertising they could rescue homeowners from foreclosure. Well, that wasn't their plan at all. In fact, it was something quite nefarious. Join me now, Natalie Dominguez. She's the title theft education specialist with Home Title Lock. And if you think it can't happen, you're mistaken. Natalie, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Steve. Thanks so much for having me with you guys today.
So these two, they kind of had this dialed in. They targeted elderly homeowners in Arizona. They put out Hands of Hope and all these things to lure people in. And it was like a Venus flytrap. It was a scam, wasn't it?
Absolutely. They targeted 50 plus known victims. So this is horrendous. 50 plus elderly victims that were either currently facing financial troubles or, you know, have older homes they were having trouble making payments on. So you look at the victims that they were targeting and you kind of assume these are probably people without a lot of family members or people, you know, around constantly watching them. And scammers know how to do this. They target our most vulnerable and the people that are most likely to want to trust in their older age. It's horrendous. 50 plus known victims.
So part of what they did here, and they tried some different things, but one of the things they did, they told the homeowners, hey, you just need to temporarily transfer your deeds into trust so the trust can protect your home. And it said the deeds were transferred into shell LLCs, like the Lupo Family Trust, fully controlled by Albarrasson, and Albarrasson signed the deeds while Zamjian illegally notarized them despite being his spouse with a direct financial stake. All of these things were illegal, but the state didn't know that. The county didn't know that. The deeds got transferred, right? And then they're free game. All that equity in those homes becomes exposed, doesn't it?
Yep. And so this is actually probably one of the most dangerous kinds of deed fraud and title fraud because generally, the way this works is we have criminals and scammers that will forge the paperwork, forge the signature, get a fake notary stamp online for $20, and they're going to go through and they're going to file this. The county already isn't authenticating these things, right? So at least you have a little bit of a fighting chance. If you find out about it, you take it to court. We've seen, and we've done personally in our practice, you know, hiring handwriting experts, things like that. But in this case, all of the paperwork looks and is technically legitimate. The homeowners have transferred their home into
because they signed it.
You know, shell companies' names. It's their signature.
Yeah.
They knew what they were doing. I mean, they were misled grossly,
right,
but it's legitimate on paper, and it's so much harder to prove in court that it was fraud.
Yeah. So here we go. Let's see. The victims were also pressured to file false bankruptcy or probate cases. Every step of the way, they were told to do things that they shouldn't do. And what it meant was it dragged it out. It meant they could continue to siphon the money out of these people's homes, take that equity, delay the foreclosure process. And man, they just kept stalling and delaying so they could continue to drain down the money, right?
Absolutely. And based on the reports that we've looked into, we still don't know yet how they found out about this, but 50 plus known victims over years. So that means that they've been working this scam for so many people for a very, very long time. And thank God for people like this Attorney General Mays, right? Who actually really is fighting, you know, criminal charges for exploiting the vulnerable adults.
All right. So let me ask you this. If somebody, you said it's gone on for years and years, somebody has this happen to them, and then they pass away, and then it goes on into probate or it goes wherever, and all of a sudden their kids realize the house isn't there. I mean, at a certain point, I mean, sad to say, you might not recover any of it. It's possible, right? Because it goes on. People die. Things change. It goes into court. The court doesn't know what to make of it. They've got signatures there that look legitimate. What a mess.
Well, especially in cases like this, think about it. If they're transferring this into a shell LLC or a trust, that's not even going to go through probate anymore, right? That's their home. They own it. If the person passes, the legitimate homeowner passes away, that's not going to you. That's not going to your family. You know, it's a lot of the victims of this crime. I mean, it could be anyone that owns property, anyone that owns a home, but we do see elderly as higher targets. One, because they are unfortunately easier to take advantage of. And two, because not a lot of people are watching their parents' home or their parents' property. Anything post passing away also is much harder to fight in court. So that's one thing that is really good about our company that I think not a lot of people know is technically just having Home Title Lock monitoring your property is actually something that you can use to fight in court. And we have done so in the past because it is showing intention of monitoring to make sure that this kind of fraud doesn't occur.
So right? the fact that you have basically, and I'll call it an insurance policy against home theft. If you've got that in place, you're showing intent to protect your home and therefore you had no intention of transferring it to anybody else. That is a defense in and of itself is what you're telling me.
Absolutely. It's a defense in and of itself because the moment you're like, hey, this is fraud, you call us, we start building a case and we jump in right away. Our restoration team, we have a team of legal experts across the U.S. for every single state and every different municipality that has different rules and court issues and all those things. But it shows intent exactly to make sure, you know, you're not going to take someone to court for something that you were intending to do in the first place with Home Title.
Exactly right. You had already made your intentions clear. Now, the best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock Protection from Home Title Lock. My friends Natalie and the rest. Triple Lock Protection, 24/7 monitoring, alerts of any changes. And God forbid, if the worst happens, like you've heard about today, restoration services at no out-of-pocket cost to you. You know, when I was first asked, where's your home title? I'm like, I have no idea. It's somewhere. That's the way most people are. Don't let that happen to you. Do not become a victim. Natalie, I appreciate your help today. Protecting yourself is step one, isn't it?
Absolutely. Monitor, be vigilant. No one else is looking out for you but you.
That's right. Make sure you're not a victim, folks. And by the way, use the promo code Gruber at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. There you have it. And a free title history report, no charge today. Natalie, thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great one, guys.
You too. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Gruber. Get started. Have peace of mind. Sleep well tonight. I'll be right back. Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand, invites you to come experience the incredible benefits of CBD. But here's the scoop, folks. CBD is not hemp, which has the highest concentration of CBD. Hemp's been around for centuries, and it won't get you high. People use CBD to manage pain, stress, anxiety, and to help them sleep. It's also great for pets, trust me on that. CBD is here to help. The best CBD comes from PatriotsRelief.com. PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Promo code Gruber for 40% off.
Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help businesses succeed because when they do, so do our families, communities, and economy. We're here to protect, connect, and strengthen job providers across the state. That means top-ranked advocacy at the Capitol. Must attend events and trainings in person and online. Trusted tools that save you time and money. We're all in for you, for growth, for Michigan.
Visit michamber.com to get the facts and learn how you can help protect your business and Michigan's future.
Somewhere around 4.
Did you know that when you make time to do 3 simple things each day with your children, talking, reading, and singing, you're helping to shape and strengthen their brains for the years to come? I love to look at the pictures in a book and notice little details about the characters. I pause along the way to ask my child to wonder about how they might feel. When you ask open-ended questions like, what do you notice? Or what do you think will happen next? You're inviting them to be curious. All these rich conversations help develop both their vocabularies and their thinking skills. And it's a great way for you and your child to bond and discover the world together. As a father, helping my child is the most important thing to me. Each of us has the power to create a strong start for our children by talking, reading, and singing with them from the moment they're born, and help them to enter school ready to learn and succeed in life. Visit talkingisteaching.org for free tips, resources, and ideas on how to transform everyday moments into magical moments for learning.
Does retirement have to wait until my 70s?
Is a great college for our kids
out of the question?
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.
All right, back to it now as we continue the conversation. Donald Trump is going to designate Antifa as a terrorist organization, apparently. We'll see how this plays out. President Trump yesterday announced he will designate Antifa, a left-wing activist group, a major terrorist organization. He did it in a post on Truth Social. I am pleased to inform our many USA patriots that I am designating Antifa a sick, dangerous, radical left disaster as a major terrorist organization. I will also be strongly recommending that those funding Antifa be thoroughly investigated in accordance with the highest legal standards and practices. Thank you for your attention to this matter. This comes in the wake of the execution of Charlie Kirk in front of 3,000 people, Utah Valley University. He accused Donald Trump earlier this week on Monday of Antifa being professional agitators. These protests, these are crimes that they're doing. They're throwing bricks at cars of ICE and Border Patrol. They're professional agitators. They should be put in jail. What they're doing to this country is really subversive. We'll see how that plays out, but clearly, we've had it. Look, here's the fact. Dear left wing, you lost the argument permanently on September the 10th. The end. The end. Did you know that most methylene blue being sold online is the same grade used in fish tanks? Watch out for low-quality bottles that are untested for heavy metal and then made overseas. You can trust the wellness companies. Recharge, a doctor-formulated supplement combining power, methylene blue with NAD plus and PQQ. This methylene blue is USP grade, ensuring top tier purity for maximum safety and effectiveness. This is not the sketchy stuff you buy on Amazon. Recharge, formulated with research backed ingredients to optimize brain function, cellular repair, and supporting clean, lasting energy. That's right. Recharge, get it done. Feel the difference. Metal clarity, sustained energy, sharper focus. It's all here for you. Go to twc.health/Gruber. Use the code Gruber, you'll save 10%. Plus, get free shipping today. Free shipping. Recharge. We'll do that and be back with another hour of the program right after this.
Did you know that when you make time to do 3 simple things each day with your children, talking, reading, and singing, you're helping to shape and strengthen their brains for the years to come? I love to look at the pictures in a book and notice little details about the characters. I pause along the way to ask my child to wonder about how they might feel. When you ask open-ended questions like, what do you notice? Or what do you think will happen next? You're inviting them to be curious. All these rich conversations help develop both their vocabularies and their thinking skills. And it's a great way for you and your child to bond and discover the world together. As a father, helping my child is the most important thing to me. Each of us has the power to create a strong start for our children by talking, reading, and singing with them from the moment they're born, and help them to enter school ready to learn and succeed in life. Visit talkingisteaching.org for free tips, resources, and ideas on how to transform everyday moments into magical moments for learning.
My son Finn was born with congenital heart disease. He ended up spending about the first 8 months of his life in the hospital. During that time, he endured 10 surgeries, including an open heart surgery. Starlight Children's Foundation has played an important role in my family's life. For 5 weeks when he was a baby, Finn lived in a Starlight Hero wagon. You could not understand the pure joy of having him go from a hospital bed into his favorite red wagon. Starlight doesn't just give items that hospitalized kids can use to keep themselves happy, but also memories, moments, and experiences which are so needed in times like these. They allow sick kids to just be kids for a little while. The support that Starlight provides to families like mine is an integral part to creating happiness at a time when there's very little to be found. Learn more about how Starlight Children's Foundation brightens the lives of sick kids by visiting starlight.org today.
Your dream. Radon test and keep it healthy and clean. Make it green, green, green.
Making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for the presence of radon. It's easy. To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN. Preserve your family's health and well-being. Get your home tested. Now that's living healthy and green.
It's your home, it's your dream. Radon test and keep it healthy and clean. Make it green, green, green.
To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN.
A message from the U.S. EPA.
We put our lives on the line for our country. We braved the unknown. We did what we were told. And we lit up. Our cigarette packs were as valuable as the packs on our back, maybe more. At one point, cigarettes were part of our daily ration. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. And boy, we were smoking 'em. Bumming a smoke was the norm. It was an escape from the reality of dirt, sweat, and forgetting how many days you were so far from home. Never had to worry so long as you had a light and the smoking lamp was lit. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. And thank you for your service. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
Peace, y'all. This is Common, and I'm passionate about helping the black community learn about lung cancer, a disease that disproportionately affects us, which is why I'm here with Stand Up to Cancer, to bring you the facts. Fact. In the United States, over 25,000 black men and women are diagnosed with lung cancer each year. Fact, our community is more likely to develop advanced lung cancer than any other racial or ethnic group. Fact, lack of access to health care, lack of clear resources for help, and mistrust in the medical system are not helping us beat this. Fact, lung cancer continues to be the leading cause of cancer deaths among black men and women. But there is a way for us to take back control of our health and change things. Learn all that you can about you or a loved one's diagnosis and treatment options. Get more information on lung cancer, screening, and clinical trials by visiting standuptocancer.org/lungcancer. Together, we can bring about real change. Because fact, change is possible, and it starts with you.
Ernie Johnson and Charles Barkley welcoming you back to Susan's cubicle here in Accounts Payable. What an afternoon of nonstop bookkeeping action, Charles. Are you kidding me? She set herself a reminder to get out of that chair and move.
That's a smart use of a timeout.
She's somehow still reading her emails while getting her heart rate up and moving her muscles. Healthy habits that could lower your risk of cancer.
Uh-oh, it's Karen from the IT department.
This is a wrinkle no one saw coming. She means well, but she just derailed the yoga class down in accounts receivable.
There she goes to one of her usual distractions.
But Susan just tosses her a no-look wave.
That's a crazy move.
Let's watch that again. She's stretching, and there's the effortless side wave.
Susan's putting on a clinic.
Susan from accounts payable, dominating. Just get moving. It helps in the prevention of so many cancers.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Charlie died after taking a single pill that turned out to be counterfeit.
He was having back issues, and it was a counterfeit poisonous pill.
Websites and social media selling fake medicines may look legitimate, but they're not. Drugs from these rogue pharmacies could have fillers like sawdust or deadly fentanyl.
He died in less than 15 minutes after taking the pill.
Now there's a free tool that can give you peace of mind. At safe.pharmacy, enter the pharmacy web address and you'll know if the site you're using is safe.
If you're not getting your prescriptions from a legitimate source, that next dose you take could be your last.
We just don't want other people to go through what we're going through. It's just horrific.
Go to safe.pharmacy. Find out about fake medicine on social media and if the site you're buying from is safe.
Have we gotten to the point where at some high school game that an official has finally had enough from coaches, players, and adults, pulls off the whistle, and offers it to you? Let's hope not. There's no way you could do a better job. It's on everyone to promote good sportsmanship. So before you blurt something out about that next close call, consider this. Without the officials, nobody wins. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Something to make you look around and say, hey, you know what? I live in a pretty great country.
President Trump is calm, on point, on his game. And unlike the last guy, he is competent and coherent.
Come on, man.
We're not bending the knee anymore. We're here to take a stand for God and country.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Well, it certainly is, and I'm glad to have you here for the next hour of the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to have you on board as we discuss all the major issues of the day. Fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. Who do you want in your foxhole? Pretty good question. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is still silent on the Muslim mayor of Dearborn, telling Christian resident he's not welcome in the city for his beliefs. Really, a Christian not welcome in an American city. Number two, Cash Patel calls Congressman Eric Swalwell's entire career BS. The explosive exchange came during a congressional hearing focused in part on the murder of Charlie Kirk. And number three, the media. Number three, the media. And its day of reckoning is here. Boy, how things have changed. But before I get to that, I want to share with you something that is heartbreaking. Frank Turek has been on this program in the past. Frank Turek was a good friend of Charlie Kirk's. He was with Charlie the moment he got shot. Frank Turek was among those that carried Charlie to an SUV they commandeered and rode with him the 4.5 miles to the hospital. Frank Turek was in the car Charlie Kirk. From the time that he was shot till they got to the hospital. Yesterday, for the first time, he spoke about it. Here it is.
We got to start CPR. So I try and start that. Now, Charlie wasn't there. His eyes were fixed. He wasn't looking at me. He was looking past me right into eternity. He was with Jesus already. He was killed instantly and felt absolutely no pain. That's what I was told later. But of course, we had to try. And by the way, there was just nothing any of us could do about it. We were giving him CPR, but nothing was happening. It wasn't like if we had better first aid or we had better medical facilities or we were faster to the hospital, we could have saved him. We couldn't.
Yeah, we couldn't. It's sadly what I said at the moment that I saw the video for the first time. I was preparing to go on air on Real America's Voice for America's Voice Live, which I do every day at 3 o'clock. And a producer came to my ear and said, Charlie Kirk has been shot. And then I said, what do you mean? Where? Is he okay? Is he alive? They didn't know, of course. So we went on to that program, not knowing if he's alive or dead. John Solomon came on an hour later and said that he hadn't made it. But as I looked at for 20 minutes there, I tried to find information. I saw the first clip of video, which, of course, the whole world has seen now. I didn't see the graphic up close video. I saw the wide shot from a distance, and I said, that's not survivable. That's a high-powered rifle. I know the sound. I know the sound of impact. And, of course, when we saw the graphic images, you knew he didn't make it. We all knew. But for Frank Turk to be in that vehicle, and they're all praying, and they're doing CPR, and they get to the hospital, and they got a heartbeat back for a bit there at the hospital. They got a pulse back for a bit. And later Frank said, well, how did that happen? Because he was young and in such good shape, they were able to get a pulse back, but just for a short time. He bled out in moments because of the horrific impact that severed his carotid artery. That's why it was so graphic. The carotid artery had been severed. And the good news, he went on, he said, Charlie felt no pain. He did not suffer. He went straight to the side of Jesus. Everyone was hoping for a miracle. They were praying for it. We all were. Frank Turek was there to see it at some point. I'm sure we'll have him back on the program to discuss this. And let me be clear, we've been talking about the media here. And how dishonest they've been. Jimmy Kimmel now suspended indefinitely, which means he's been fired. The lawyers are just sorting it out. It's code for he is not coming back. In fact, Anthony just told me he saw a short clip from Sinclair Television. Sinclair owns dozens and dozens of television stations around the country, and they said they will not put that program back on the air, even if he gets his job back, which he won't. But if he did, they wouldn't put him on the air unless he apologized openly and gave a massive donation to Turning Point USA, which, of course, he would never do because he's a hateful bigot, is Jimmy Kimmel.
They also said that in place of his time slot, they'll be playing a Charlie Kirk memorial, like a tribute.
Tonight? Or, obviously they're not going to do that every night.
Yeah, possibly tonight. The first night that he's not on air, I would guess.
I don't think he was on yesterday. They must have had a rerun yesterday. Because the way I understand it, it was an hour before the show, and they came in and said, you're out.
Gotcha. I'm not sure on the exact details.
Right. Anyhow, so, well, Sinclair, good for you. Sinclair standing up and saying, we don't care if he comes back. We're not taking him back. Sinclair, you know, and Sinclair has some great people like Cheryl Atkinson. Great reporter. Some good people working over there. So good for Sinclair for standing up and doing the right thing. It's about time that people took a stand and said, we're not doing this anymore. We've had enough. And we're done with it. Makes sense to me.
Looks like Friday is when they're going to air that remembrance.
Thank you for that. All right. So Friday and Sinclair, you're going to see a instead of Jimmy Kimmel and his hateful rhetoric, you're going to see Charlie Kirk in a memorial. Good for them. And I mean that. Bitcoin is on the rise again. So is XRP. So is Ethereum. Did you ever get in on crypto, or were you left behind as all those other folks cashed in on it? Well, Block Trust IRA is changing your opportunities here. Block Trust IRA is fueling President Trump's America First economic miracle. Block Trust IRA, the Animus AI trading platform, considered number one, the best there is, according to Bitcoin Magazine. You can get part of it now, whether you're a teacher, a trucker, a retiree. Check this out. Get up to $2,500 in bonus crypto when you sign up right now at SteveGruberCrypto.com. SteveGruberCrypto.com. I own Bitcoin. I own several different types of virtual currency, of cryptocurrency. You should too. SteveGruberCrypto.com. Don't be left behind. Get involved. I'll be back.
Lead is invisible, but the dangers are real. Michigan's blood lead testing law aims to help identify exposure to lead in young children. All children should be tested for lead at ages 1 and 2. If they've never been tested, they should get a test by age 6. To help your child stay healthy, talk to their doctor about a blood lead test or visit michigan.gov/myleadsafe. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Struggling to lose weight no matter what you try? At My Pure Health Solutions, they uncover the hidden reasons your body's holding on to fat. Their natural personalized programs target metabolism, hormones, and inflammation so you can finally drop the weight and keep it off. And the best part? We help people anywhere in America, right from the comfort of your own home. Go to GruberHealth.com today and take the first step toward the healthier, slimmer you. That's GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. Real results, real food. And real simple.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today. Don't let your retirement accounts get caught off guard by trade and tariff wars. Learn why a Genesis Gold IRA is the number one choice for thousands of Americans across the nation. 800-489-GOLD. 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 That's 800-489-4653. Again, 800-489-GOLD.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
I felt nervous that I wouldn't have a family.
I was getting older and older. I didn't think I was going to get adopted.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi, Connor, and LaShawna now have a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
When I was adopted, it was like, wow, I get to settle, and this is permanent.
After I was adopted, I felt happy.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
Every child deserves a safe, loving, and permanent home. Help the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption find forever families for children who have been lingering in foster care the longest. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Is a great college for our kids
out of the question?
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.
At it here as we continue the conversation. A lot of things to talk about. Again, it's just a different world. But there are other things to talk about and important things to cover. Joining me now is Bruce DeTorres, Director of Communications for the American Small Business League. He's been here before. And the Don't Cheat Woman Project that supports advocacy work that aims to elevate women-owned small businesses in this country and in federal contracting. It's an important endeavor. Bruce, nice to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be with you. How are you?
Well, you know, it's been a difficult week. I'm not going to kid you with all that has happened. But here we are. We have to push forward. We're Americans, despite a political assassination of, well, a friend of mine, frankly. We have to push forward. So let's talk about business. It's a, you know, the best way to deal with grief for some people is just to work. Work hard. So let's talk about business. What's going on with the American Small Business League?
Well, we're enjoying reaching out to Congress and senators and also candidates about the importance of small businesses. The nation needs to know we are a small business nation. So we're firing on all cylinders on a number of fronts. And I was alerted to a news piece to be prepared to talk about with you about two programs that got recommended by the House Small Business Committee. And I took a nice little dive into those. And just to further make the point of the value of the information on our two websites, you know, ASBL.com and then our Don't Cheat Women Project. Thank you for mentioning that. And it's a great opportunity to pour a lot of required funding by law into our small businesses, which really can have a very, very quick effect on prosperity.
Yeah, quick effect on prosperity. Look, business is owned by women more prevalent now than they've been at any time in my lifetime, I believe. I mean, I see women doing all sorts of things, owning trucking companies and building companies and roofing companies. I mean, they're everywhere. The broadcast companies, yeah. Like this one, right? Right?
Yes, they are. And they're growing by many measures in terms of economics and earnings and savings. They're still under what men earn and save. But by many indicators, they are on the rise. There's one where they're egregiously lacking and underserved, and that's what we're focusing on. We discussed that, you know, last time we were on. Should I lay the foundation of our little project and then have a
sure? Go ahead.
Dive into it. Okay.
We got about 3 minutes. So be efficient.
Okay. Great. The federal government is supposed to steer 23% of its procurement budget, contracting budget, into our small businesses. Every year it says, we did that. In fact, we did more. How about a loan? Because the SBA oversees this. And 30 years of our efforts and congressional investigations show that in reality, small businesses get as little as 3 or 4% of the federal contracts. And big businesses, which represent 0.1% of all businesses in America, get up to 95% of that procurement budget. And the SBA and any other agency of the federal government that opines on this or supports the claim is really participating in a bit of an obfuscation, which is a nice way of saying not quite telling the truth.
Not quite telling the truth. All right, continue on.
Okay. Our Don't Cheat Women Project is a campaign to raise from 5% to 15% the contracts that must go to women-owned
right.
Small businesses.
But you just said 23% is required. They're just not doing what's required.
No, they're not. So we're starting by, because if anyone searches what I just said, they're going to say, Bruce is wrong. Look at all the reports that the government gives, 23, 24, 25% to small businesses. So, Steve, we're starting just by, look who's on the mind.
Yeah.
We're starting by saying, to start the conversation, teach people, you're supposed to get 5%. Is it right that companies owned by men get 95% of federal contracts when women sell what the government buys in all those fields that you mentioned and more? That would push from 23% to 33% the contracts that are supposed to go to small businesses and create that economic boom that we describe on our websites. And then the next step is to teach people what I started with, which is the government isn't really giving 23% to small businesses.
Yeah. So how do we correct it? I mean, if basically you're saying they're fudging the numbers. Yeah, you know, that's government for you. Oh, yeah, we're going check. It's all good. If somebody yes. is, if a woman's listening right now, are there grants and help available to get rolling or to enhance a business that's already in place? How do you get one of those contracts?
Well, there's all kinds of grants, loans, and other programs. The contracts are a very specific thing. And at don'tcheatwomen.com, we have just a handful of pages. One of them is resources. And it walks anybody through this world. I can apply for a government contract. What does the government buy? Do I sell what the government buys? How do I apply? We have all the doors there and website, you know, links you can click into to learn about all that.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Does the government buy media like what we're doing here? Do they buy media?
Do they buy media in terms of advertisements?
No. I mean, like in terms of creating, you know, videos and.
Oh. I'm going to guess yes, and
it's based on yes too.
The federal government is the world's largest purchaser of goods and services. We're safe saying
of everything.
It buys everything.
All right, real quick, Bruce, tell the folks. How do they find you? How do they find this information?
Thank you. Don'tcheatwomen.com, no apostrophe, and the broader story I just told at ASBL.com.
Don'tcheatwomen.com, Bruce DeTorres. Thank you for being here. Thank you for opening the eyes of the people that need to see. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Have a break, and I'll be right back.
In this apartment, and I'd had trouble with my landlord. Basically, he was a creep. He kept coming on to me, and I kept saying no. Then one night, I'm sitting on my couch watching TV. My door, of course, is locked. But then I hear, it's my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
What's wrong? I hear your refrigerator needs fixing, and I figure while I'm here, maybe you can do something for me.
Out. Get out.
I'm offering you a good deal.
Out. And I'm reporting you.
All right. I'm leaving. Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Yes, sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. It's called the Fair Housing Act. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to HUD.gov/fairhousing. That's HUD.gov/fairhousing. And if you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Still following this this horrible shooting in Pennsylvania that left three police officers dead, two more in critical condition. Trying to figure this out. It happened in York County. All right. The gunman, who has not been publicly identified, was killed by police in, I'm going to say, what apparently was a shootout. That according to Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Colonel Christopher Paris. He added authorities know who they are and who they work for. Now, this is curious, and this is why it's curious. Those involved in the investigation include the FBI, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, Pennsylvania State Police, and the Philadelphia Mexican Consulate. The Philadelphia Mexican Consulate. That was, I saw that yesterday, and it was added late in this story from Fox News. Why is the Philadelphia Mexican Consulate involved? Well, the only answer would be because there were Mexican nationals involved in this shooting somewhere, somehow. That could indicate that illegal aliens were involved here somewhere in the murder of police officers. So we'll keep an eye on that. I mean, why else would the Mexican consulate be involved unless there's something like that going on? This part of the program brought to you by PuroVet. PuroVet is part of PuroClean. PuroClean is a company that showed up on my doorstep after I had a fire at a rental house. They have been fabulous. They have a sister company called Signal. Signal does commercial restoration. PuroClean does residential restoration, flood, earthquake, mudslide, fire, whatever. They've been great to work with. I mean it. Anyhow, they have this program called PuroVet that I heard about, where they put veterans at the front of the line to get a franchise, to put themselves in business. I think it's great. You can find out more at PuroVet.com. It's right there on your screen, PuroVet.com or 855-PuroVet. For those of you listening, PuroVet.com. If you know a veteran, if you are a veteran, you want to be at the front of the line and have a business, this is a way to get it done with a company that I think is five stars, PuroVet.com.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
I felt nervous that I wouldn't have a family.
I was getting older and older. I didn't think I was going to get adopted.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi, Connor, and LaShawna now have a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
When I was adopted, it was like, wow, I get to settle, and this is permanent.
After I was adopted, I felt happy.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
Every child deserves a safe, loving, and permanent home. Help the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption find forever families for children who have been lingering in foster care the longest. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
I lived alone in this apartment, and I'd had trouble with my landlord. Basically, he was a creep. He kept coming on to me, and I kept saying no. Then one night, I'm sitting on my couch watching TV. My door, of course, is locked. But then I hear, it's my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
What's wrong? I hear your refrigerator needs fixing, and I figure while I'm here, maybe you can do something for me.
Out. Get out.
I'm offering you a good deal.
Out. And I'm reporting you.
All right, all right. I'm leaving. Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Yes, sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. It's called the Fair Housing Act. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. And if you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing, the law is on your side. A message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
So, what's the asking price on this house?
You'd probably be more comfortable living somewhere else.
How long a lease is the landlord looking for?
Well, I'm sure you can afford to live here, but...
What are the schools like in this district?
Yeah, we have twins in the fifth grade.
This neighborhood isn't really for your kids. You know what I mean?
If you're Black, Latino, Asian American, or Middle Eastern, and a real estate agent or rental agent says anything like this, you know what it means. You're being discriminated against. Housing discrimination because of race, color, or national origin is against the law. If you believe you've experienced housing discrimination, contact HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My Social Security account to help you get ready. Get yours at socialsecurity.gov.
are we with tariffs? They're taking him to court. Donald Trump's pushing back, actually asking for the Supreme Court to weigh in on his tariff authority. He's been struck down by federal courts saying he doesn't have the authority, but those have been set aside while it plays out in the higher courts. And so the tariffs are kind of in limbo right now. They're in place, but are they permanent? We don't know. Mitchell Silk is a former assistant secretary for international markets during Donald Trump's first term in office. He joins me now. Mitchell, thank you for being here.
Morning, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Greatly appreciate it. Where are we with the tariffs? Do you think that Donald Trump has the statutory authority to impose tariffs and to regulate those tariffs?
I do believe he does, and he's used the tariffs, as he did in Trump 45, very, very effectively, as a couple of different means for the direct means of imposing tax. But I think more importantly for the viewers is to recognize the great move that the president has taken from day one of the administration to use tariffs as leverage. He's imposed tariffs time and again, from day one of the administration across a broad swath of goods and countries, in order to get countries to the table. And he's done it in a very, very strategic manner. The tariffs were of such a size, and such a proportion and so broad, that I think it was viewed as a bit of a shocker. There was quite a bit of commentary initially when the tariffs went on about the disruption of the tariffs to the market. But if you really step back or rather zoom out and look how the president has so successfully used tariffs as leverage, all we need to do really is to look at the results. And the results are not just in dealing with the trade deficit globally, but also in securing more direct investment into the country, which is good for the industrial base and good for jobs. So just to step back, look at where we are, or look at where we were 6 months in. The president and his great team settled agreements with, let's call it, 10 countries, Japan, the EU, South Korea, Indonesia, Philippines, Vietnam. Those agreements with those countries represented addressing around 67% of the trade deficit, and global trade deficit, which was at $1.2 trillion when the president stepped into office. But that in and of itself is a great result for the country and for the American people. But in addition to that, through a number of those agreements, he was able to secure very large commitments, hundreds of millions of dollars. Look at the Japan agreement, over $500 million of commitments for direct investment into the United States, while with other countries, also including Japan, South Korea, he secured billions of dollars of commitments to buy U.S. energy, mainly LNG. So good result all around, in my view, Steve.
Yeah. All right. So the reason you're here, let's talk about this for a second. A Seat at the Table is a new book, and I'd like you to share this story. We've got about 5 minutes here. When it comes to Chinese negotiators who tried to embarrass you, who tried to make you feel silly, and you said, really, here's how we're going to play ball, and you got their attention. The book is called A Seat at the Table. Do explain.
Well, a couple of different levels. My main reason for writing the book is that I wanted to show how folks of faith and how folks of perseverance and how American grit could really shape the world policy. A Seat at the Table just is meant to convey a number of things, but mainly that anybody can have a seat at the table as long as we are pushing the right policy. What I saw from trade negotiations with China to the $94 billion CARES Act programming that I implemented for the airlines during COVID was that principled leadership and a personal touch could matter.
Yeah. All right. So you invited me to your house, right? Said, hey, come on over. We got a place for you. Prayer services in the Treasury while designing a $94 billion program that saves 700,000 American jobs. You did a lot of different things here. With a place at the table, didn't you?
I did. My portfolio was really large, Steve. I covered all of the functional offices in Treasury's International Affairs Department. I looked after trade not only with China, but countries throughout the world. Worked a lot on U.S., Mexico, Canada, France. I covered the portfolio that deals with financial regulation and fintech. I looked after a very large initiative relating to infrastructure finance globally, and also, as you mentioned, did the CARES Act programming for the airlines. That $94 billion of financing saved about 700,000 jobs.
That's important. Biblical principles defeat communist tactics. You know, the Chinese Communist Party believes, they truly believe, that everything under heaven, it's one of those sayings, I can't do the Mandarin translation, not particularly well, but China believes everything under heaven belongs to China, not just Taiwan, but everything, including America, right? That's the belief. I think that the communist mentality is very dangerous to this world. Your thoughts?
Simple response, Steve, with reference to the name of the country. The name of the country in Chinese is Zhongguo, which means central or middle country. The perception of the Chinese is that they are at the center of the world. And it's their rules that govern. There's nothing that should stand in their way. That has been a key driver in their approach to predatory growth globally through unsubsidized credit mechanisms and other unfair trade means. And our president has stood up to it. He said that I'm not going to have it. I'm not going to take it anymore. He pushed back. We secured a very good trade agreement in 2020 that was interrupted by COVID. And now we're back at the table, and I expect that we are going to deliver an agreement that'll be good for the country, good for global trade and global finance, and good for the American people.
Yeah, there you go. Good stuff. Good for the American people. Mitchell Silk, thank you for standing up. The brand new book is A Seat at the Table. A Seat at the Table. Thank you for being here today. Being an American is a pretty good thing. Pretty good thing. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve. Have a great day.
You too. A seat at the table. You know, just getting bullied by the Chinese? No, thanks. He stood up for this country. He stood up for you and I. Good stuff. We're going to take a break and be back. It is the Steve Huber Show. For Freedom Concrete Coatings. Tired of dull, cracked concrete that's hard to maintain? Freedom Concrete Coatings offers a permanent upgrade with polyurea base coat and polyaspartic top coat that's four times stronger than epoxy. It's UV stable, stain resistant, and won't yellow over time. And just a quick sweep or rinse keeps it looking great. Whether it's your garage, basement, patio, or pool deck, turn worn out concrete into beautiful, usable spaces. Veteran owned and proudly serving Mid-Michigan with a lifetime warranty. Don't settle for epoxy. Choose better. Choose local. Choose Freedom. FreedomCoat.com. FreedomCoat.com. Are you ready to retire? Have you been planning for the big day to leave that job behind? Hey, it's Steve Gerber, and no matter whether you've been planning for it or not, you need to be thinking about the next chapter. And it's a very good idea to get a second opinion. Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth is the man to call. His team has over 100 years of experience helping people make critical financial decisions. People just like you.
Peak Wealth is independent, fee-based, and a fiduciary. So clients know they always receive the best advice in their best interest. When I'm making big financial decisions, I trust Nick Hopwood, and you can too. You've heard Nick on the show over the years talking about the most important financial decisions and big ideas like not having any lazy money. That's an idea I put to work years ago, and you should too. And if you have questions about retirement, investing, and getting your money to work for you, you need to talk to Nick Hopwood and his team of professional certified financial planners. Visit peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Do that today and get a free Social Security evaluation. peakwm.com/Gruber.
Ready, aim, gun show. The Michigan Gun and Knife Show is coming this Saturday and Sunday to the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi. It's a world-class collection of handguns, rifles, knives, ammo, and military equipment. Buy, sell, or trade. It's the original Gun and Knife Show at the Suburban Collection Showplace this Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 3. Admission is $10. Parking is free. The Gun and Knife Show, this Saturday and Sunday at the Suburban Collection Showplace located in Novi. For details and coupons, visit migunshow.com. Presented by Sports Show Promotions.
So, what's the asking price on this house?
You'd probably be more comfortable living somewhere else.
How long a lease is the landlord looking for?
Well, I'm sure you can afford to live here, but...
What are the schools like in this district?
Yeah, we have twins in the fifth grade.
This neighborhood isn't really for your kids. You know what I mean?
If you're Black, Latino, Asian American, or Middle Eastern, and a real estate agent or rental agent says anything like this, you know what it means. You're being discriminated against. Housing discrimination because of race, color, or national origin is against the law. If you believe you've experienced housing discrimination, contact HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Fair housing. The law is on your side. A message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
All right, Sam Amsterdam is with us now, Unicoin Senior Policy Advisor. A new day at the SEC. New regulatory priorities on Project Crypto. I've been following the crypto prices, by the way. Bitcoin got up to what, 123, 124, then it bounced all the way down to about 108, but it's been above 100 for a long time. It's interesting. If you go online, some predict it's going to 135, 150, 200. Some saying it's going to crash. I don't know. Sam, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
But what, you know, what do you think here? A new day at the SEC, Security and Exchange Commission. What is the future of crypto? I mean, it's becoming ever more mainstream, it seems to me. It's here to stay, isn't it?
Well, that's absolutely right. It's definitely here to stay. And I think we're at the dawn of a new brand war, if you will, between various cryptocurrencies that will be competing for public attention, affiliation, and trust. We saw Atkins call for the end of the war on crypto, which it very much was under the Biden administration, the Gensler SEC. It was punitive towards cryptocurrency in America becoming one of the crypto capitals of the world. But today, I expect to your point, a future bull run of Bitcoin and its American alternative unicorn.
It is. Why is it so, for many people, Sam, crypto, especially for older folks, so foreign? You know, they like having money in their hand. It's just so foreign to them that I don't know if you ever go to the younger people, of course, sure. Let me ask you this. Are we going to have cash in the future, or is it all going to be electronic? You know, your phone, your computer, whatever it is. Cash or no cash?
Well, I tend to think it's all going to be electronic. I think that, to your point, greater public education needs to be put forward about how to adopt cryptocurrency. There's a huge deficit in the United States of education and information, straightforwardly, how to transfer cryptocurrency payments into your bank account. That lack of information is still holding America back when competing with other parts of the world that have embraced it as a part of their daily lives. So I think Certainly, much like we've gone from trading seashells and to cash to credit cards, I think we're seeing a natural evolution. But it's in many ways still the Wild West.
It is, and right now, a lot of people, it's a way for them to move assets around. I don't know if I call it money, but moving assets around without being detected. Unicoin, by the way, unicoin.com, if you want to find more, is a next generation dividend paying cryptocurrency designed to be stable and profitable. What is Unicoin? Who created it? Where did it come from? Is it your creation? Tell me about this.
Well, certainly not my creation. It was created by Alex Kananikin and Silvina Moshini, and it is indeed a next-generation cryptocurrency, a leading alternative to Bitcoin that is tied to real-world assets. And that's very important, whether it's real estate or other. To me, and I think speaking to the earlier point about education, understanding and being able to see and touch the assets that are affiliated to tokens is very, very important. So that's one of the distinctions of Unicoin. Its connection, its direct correlation to the investment community on real world assets internationally.
So, all right. So it's tied to real estate. It's tied to other companies. It's in a way tied to the way I'm thinking about it.
Hotel.
So, look, I'm no expert here. It's like it's tied to the stock market. It's tied to companies. It's tied to real estate. It's tied to things, is what you're telling me.
Absolutely. And what many don't realize is there was a hit television series called Unicorn Hunters, which adopted cryptocurrency, allowed folks from around the world to invest in sort of a Shark Tank-like entrepreneurs that would come to what was called the Circle of Money. This show was running when cryptocurrency was still a dirty word in the United States. So it's the Unicoin has been ahead of the curve for some time, and I think we're going to see them continue to thrive in the industry.
I lost you a little bit there for a moment, Sam. Now,
I was just saying, I apologize. They'll continue to thrive in this new environment, sir.
Right. Okay, so you faced some very serious scrutiny from the SEC, did Unicoin. Where are we in that process? The word fraud was thrown around by the SEC involving Unicoin. Where are we in that process?
Great question. Unicoin has categorically refuted the allegations from the SEC, allegations that were put forward from remnants of the Gensler administration. We filed a motion to dismiss, and a letter has recently been issued to President Trump to that effect. So we'll have to wait and see at this point, but I'm quite confident the future is looking bright for Unicoin.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being here, Sam Amsterdam from Unicoin. You can learn more at unicoin.com. Thank you for stopping in.
Thank you, sir.
Really appreciate it. There you have it. Well, it seems to me we need a little bit more digging on that one, and we will do that for you. I apologize for that. So there's that. Marking that off my list. I'd like you to make sure you support the good people that support this program. People like Cardone, PuroVet, Block Trust IRA, Hillsdale College, The Wellness Company, and so many more. Cardone, by the way, if you're in business, real business, and you're at that point where you can't quite break through, and you're like, why can I not break through? What do I do here? You're making $500,000, $1 million, $3 million, whatever it is. If you go to Gruber10x.com right now, you can get 3 to 5 great ideas to help you move your business forward. Gruber10x.com, and it's free. It's normally a $495 phone call, first consultation. Free right now. Gruber10x.com. If you're a business owner, thinking about being a business owner, you want to move your business forward, Gruber10x.com. Support the companies and support this program. All right? I'll be right back.
What's CBD? Well, I can tell you this. CBD is not about getting high. It's about getting well. CBD comes from cannabis, but it's not marijuana, and it doesn't get you buzzed. It is used to manage pain, calm people, level out anxiety, and help you sleep. It also works for pets, too. It's great. CBD is here to help. And the best CBD comes from PatriotsRelief.com. PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Use promo code Gruber for 40% off.
You want to lose 20 to 50 pounds in just 40 days? At My Pure Health Solutions, they uncover the real reasons your body's holding on to fat, like hormones, metabolism, and inflammation, making it impossible to reach your weight loss goals. No exercise needed, and you'll get one-on-one weekly calls with a health coach to keep you on track. Get summer ready from anywhere in America, right from your own home. My listeners get $200 off, but don't wait. Visit GruberHealth.com today. Take the first step toward a healthier, slimmer you. GruberHealth.com. Real results, real food, real simple.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
I felt nervous that I wouldn't have a family.
I was getting older and older. I didn't think I was going to get adopted.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi, Connor, and LaShawna now have a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
When I was adopted, it was like, wow, I get to settle, and this is permanent.
After I was adopted, I felt happy.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
Every child deserves a safe, loving, and permanent home. Help the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption find forever families for children who have been lingering in foster care the longest. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Calling all Bridge card holders. Did you know you can now use your Bridge card at many Michigan farmers markets? It's smart to buy locally grown produce because as time passes, fruits and vegetables lose some of their nutritional value. The quicker it can get from the farmer's field to your dinner table, the better. It's also more affordable to buy produce in season. The freshest, healthiest produce is available now at your local farmer's market. And many Michigan farmers markets now accept Bridge cards, making it easier for more families to make the healthy choice. Learn more at MIFMA.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
All right, time to check in on sports now with Brock Palmbush.
With a look at sports, I'm Brock Palmbush. A full schedule in Major League Baseball yesterday. American League winners included the New York Yankees, Cleveland, and Houston. National League winners included Atlanta, the Chicago Cubs, and the L.A. Dodgers. The Cubs clinched a playoff berth in the National League with their 8-4 victory over the Pittsburgh Pirates. In the WNBA playoffs, the Minnesota Lynx rallied from 14 points down in the fourth quarter to beat Golden State 75-74. Lynx take that series 2-0, and Phoenix evened up their first-round series at 1-game apiece with the New York Liberty by blowing them out 86-60 on the road. The Washington Commanders will be moving back to D.C. in the near future. The D.C. Council voted 11-2 yesterday to renovate the RFK Stadium site just east of the U.S. Capitol. The Commanders have played in suburban Maryland since 1997. The new stadium should be ready in 2030. That's a look at sports. Back to you, Steve.
All right. Well, Brock, the Tigers are not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
No, they're trying to give it away.
All right, who do they have in the next series? Let's just assume they lose the third game here.
Well, they host Atlanta in their last home series of the season, but Tarek Skubal's going today for the Tigers, so maybe they can rebound and at least get one. We'll see.
We'll see. All right. There you have it, Brock. Greatly appreciated.
I have a sports question, actually.
Go ahead. From the audience, we have a question.
So the Tigers last week played, who was it, the Mets? The New York Mets, when Donald Trump came and talked to them in the locker room?
It was the Yankees. Right? They were playing in New York against the Yankees. That's what it was.
So did Donald Trump also talk to the Tigers, or did he only talk to the Yankees?
Don't know. Can't answer that one.
All right, that's my question, because I think the Tigers were doomed if Trump didn't give them a pep talk.
There you go.
Yep, deep breath. That's about right.
Yeah, there you go. All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back with another hour here on the Steve Gruber Show, and all your sports questions will be answered, and all will be revealed. All will be revealed. I'll be back.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
I felt nervous that I wouldn't have a family.
I was getting older and older. I didn't think I was going to get adopted.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi, Connor, and LaShawna now have a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
When I was adopted, it was like, wow, I get to settle, and this is permanent.
After I was adopted, I felt happy.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
Every child deserves a safe, loving, and permanent home. Help the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption find forever families for children who have been lingering in foster care the longest. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
I lived alone in this apartment, and I'd had trouble with my landlord. Basically, he was a creep. He kept coming on to me, and I kept saying no. Then one night, I'm sitting on my couch watching TV. My door, of course, is locked. But then I hear, it's my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
What's wrong? I hear your refrigerator needs fixing, and I figure while I'm here, maybe you can do something for me.
Out. Get out.
I'm offering you a good deal.
Out. And I'm reporting you.
All right, all right. I'm leaving. Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Yes, sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. It's called the Fair Housing Act. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to HUD.gov/fairhousing. That's HUD.gov/fairhousing. And if you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.